Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going all right, thanks, mate. Now, Godolphin had some stars stepping out at the Hawkesbury Barrier Trials yesterday. How did they go?
Yeah, guys, it's this time of the year, isn't it, where some of these good horses start returning to the trials, and normally they have a couple of hit-outs at the trials to suggest they're probably about a month away or so from racing, so not longer now until we start to see these good horses back. But you're right, there were several there from the Godolphin Yard that stepped out at Hawkesbury at the trials there yesterday. We had the likes of Colette, Cryderis, Cascadian, Ingratiating, of course, who was placed in a golden slipper, and Trifascia, the filly, who was disappointing in the Percy Sykes, but came with a big rap prior to that and some pretty booming finishes. So, look, they're all given typical Godolphin trials, to be honest, guys. Just nice little hit-outs behind them. Godolphin, they never really test their horses too much at trials. They just go around for a bit of a spin-out, get those fitness levels up and go around and follow the field around and finish off that last little bit under their own steam. So that's generally the way most Godolphin horses trial, and most of them were a bit like that yesterday. And they'll just build up maybe another trial in a couple of weeks to get those fitness levels up. And then, as I said, we'll see them back in the races in probably a month or so.
Yeah, all the good horses are starting now to come back into work, Dave, getting ready for the spring. And two of the standouts are going to be Very Elegant and Zaki. Now, mate, I want no caveats here, all right? Over 2,000 metres, which horse wins?
Oh.
Yeah,
And you're racing on a soft five.
Well, in that case, I'm Zaki, guys. I know he's got to probably step up again and prove it against the absolute big guns in the spring. But his figures for mine suggest he's there already, and he's going to be right alongside the likes of Very Elegant. And when you go back and you watch the Queen Elizabeth and races like that, she was good, but there were a couple of horses that were on her tail and even a Dave tail there in the back in the autumn that you kind of look at and go, oh, gee, they should have been beating those horses a little bit further for mine. Mm. And I reckon if Zaki was there, say if he was, he was 6 months earlier and was on that sort of path, I reckon he could have been beating those types of horses if he put in a Doom and Cup performance in, say, a Queen Elizabeth or something like that. So for me, guys, it's Zaki. And we'll get a chance to see them a few times, likely. I think they're going to clash in the George Main Stakes there over the Randwick Mile on September 18. They might clash in either the Turnbull Stakes or the Hill Stakes there, at 2,000 metres. And then, of course, the final showdown will likely be the Cox Plate at Moonee Valley on October 23. So we should get a few chances to see them clash and to see who is, the top 2,000-metre horse. But for me, guys, I'll go the way of Zaki.
Now, Blake McDougall, geez, having a big season, isn't he?
He's having an enormous season, guys. Having a look at this Australian Jockey Premiership, we're getting down to the last 2 weeks now of the racing season. And yesterday there, he got a double at Nowra, and that put him, he's got two half wins, but they count as full wins. So he's two wins clear of his nearest rival, Chris Parnham, there over in WA. So they're the clear two guys there. Chris Parnham's on 191, and then you drop back to 167 there on Tommy Berry. So it's a two-horse race there for the Australian Jockeys Premiership, and yeah, Blake McDougall's gone two ahead there. I mean, it's amazing to think, guys, that, Chris Parnham's had 940 rides and Blake McDougall's had 926, but they're both striking at over 20% this season with those 191 and 193 winners. So Chris Parnham will get his chance to fight back. I think he's got 13 rides over Wednesday and Thursday in WA, and Blake doesn't have rides for a few days now, so he'll get his chance to fight back, but that's going to be a nail-biting finish between those two, and I'm sure they'll both be really keen to win it, so we'll see how it plays out in the next couple of weeks.
What's the two features at Rose Hill look like this week?
Yeah, we've got the Winter Challenge and the July Sprint, so look, it's those winter types of horses, naturally, that you're going to get there on the weekend, but solid fields building for both of those. Hopefully, guys, we'll be on a bit of a drier deck this weekend. I did see a little bit of a rain forecast still over the week, but nothing like we've had recently. So, hopefully we get a few more nominations for the July Sprint. They've been extended until 11 a.m. this morning. So we've only got the 7 there at the moment. Trumbull there to make his return, along with Man of Peace, who's been a consistent horse. I saw Ian Goulart down there as well, an all-time legend for Les Bridge, who didn't have a lot of luck towards the end of last preparation. So hopefully we get a few more nominations there, and in the Winter Challenge, we've got 10 there at the moment. Again, they've been extended, so Cisco Bay, Count of Monte Cristo, Kerwin's Lane, a few of those, Ziegfeld, who I thought was really good first up and could only improve off that run when he was in the wrong part of the track, and True Detective, who's been racing consistently. So they're the two, but yeah, we'll have another Big Ten race card there on the weekend, so plenty of form to do later this week.
Good on you, Dave. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.